One stressor for teachers who want to make a difference in the lives of their students is the time they spend dealing with misbehavior. Teachers from around the world have shared how the tools in this book can save them time and stress and make discipline encouraging and helpful instead of discouraging and stressful. This book will help educators to better understand the downside of using a reward and punishment system and what to do instead to inspire and motivate students. Research, including neurological research, shows that using rewards and punishment actually decreases internal motivation, cooperation, self-control, and independent problem-solving. Positive discipline increases all of these important characteristics. Most educators would prefer not to use punishment if they had other tools that were not only respectful, but also more effective. In this book, we share decades of research demonstrating that punishment is not effective long-term, and we provide many positive discipline tools, again based on research studies, that are respectful as well as helpful long-term. The following is a list of long-term beliefs and behaviors that are likely to be created by punishment. The four R's of punishment. 1. Resentment. This is unfair. I can't trust adults. 2. Rebellion. I'll do just the opposite to prove I don't have to do it their way. 3. Revenge. They are winning now, but I'll get even. 4. Retreat. A. Sneakiness. I won't get caught next time. B. Reduce self-esteem. I'm a bad person. Some teachers conclude that if punishment is not helpful, they are left with only one alternative in dealing with the student's misbehavior, permissiveness. This choice, however, can be just as damaging as punishment. Permissiveness invites students to develop such mistaken beliefs as, I should be able to do whatever I want, I need you to take care of me because I'm not capable of responsibility, or even, I'm depressed because you don't cater to my every demand. So, you may ask, if not punishment, and not permissiveness, then what? The positive discipline tools in this book help show how many possibilities there are that do not include rewards and punishment. Positive discipline tools address the belief behind the behavior as well as the behavior itself and follow these criteria. The five criteria for positive discipline. 1. Helps children feel a sense of connection, belonging, and significance. 2. Is kind and firm at the same time. 3. Is effective in the long term. 4. Teaches valuable social and life skills for good character, fostering respect, concern for others, problem-solving skills, cooperation. 5. Invites children to discover how capable they are and to use their power constructively to contribute in social settings. Even though the positive discipline tools are designed to meet these criteria, it is essential to understand that they are based on the principles and philosophies of Alfred Adler and Rudolf Dreikers. These tools are not effective if used as techniques, that is, based on a memorized script. When you understand the principle upon which the tool is based, you can use your own wisdom to apply these tools in many different situations in ways that are genuine and caring from your heart. In contrast to behaviorists who advocated for external rewards and punishment in the classroom to motivate change, Adler believed the best way to change behavior is from the inside out, by using encouragement to help people experience deep belonging and connection, which is balanced by contribution in their social settings. A sense of belonging without contribution equals a feeling of entitlement. Positive discipline includes many tools that balance the needs for belonging and for contribution by involving students in many ways, including problem solving, which is a necessary skill in all aspects of life. Forbes magazine recently reported that businesses could learn from school programs that base their discipline on mutual respect and dignity rather than punishment. Positive discipline is specifically acknowledged in this article, along with astounding reports from one high school that stopped using punishment. Lincoln Alternative High School in Walla Walla, Washington, has received a lot of press since Principal Jim Sporleader, inspired by the adverse childhood experience.